This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm just a very simple, humble sex kitten. I rose to international stardom in Malaysia. First, I was a model, then actress, then songstress, now mistress. I became so big that even the Jolo want to be my friend. It's true, not the Paris Hilton friend, you know, my friend. But I say to Jolo, Jolo, I don't like the Jolo, I like the Quilo.
BFM 89.9, good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. Instant Cafe Theatre is gathering its current and alumni actors and singers for a big reunion celebration. It's 26 years old, and in this country, or any really, it's no mean feat to have this kind of history. I am joined in conjunction with that by Joe Kukathas. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hi.
And Joe is, of course, who you first heard as well.
That was a surprise.
Yes, for everyone, I think. 26 years is a long time. To you, what is the significance of being able to have, you know, this moment of looking back and reflecting upon those 26 years?
Well, you know, a lot of people said, why look back after 26 years? And actually last year at our 25th anniversary, we decided to celebrate and mark that landmark, but not by doing an Instant Cafe comedy review, but in fact by doing quite a serious play about mental illness and about family and about having dreams, and done in a way that was very highly theatrical with a lot of physical theatre elements in it. And I think people really enjoyed it, but a lot of people said, well, that's great, but when is Instant Cafe going to do a comedy review? And in fact, it was a lot of the Instant Cafe alumni who said, we should do a comedy review. And then sometime earlier this year, Rashid Saleh posted on Facebook, I think somebody had, yet another minister had said yet another thing, and he said, why aren't we commenting on this? Why aren't we doing something about this? And so we began to talk. And of course, the realization that 2.6 was a very important number this year made us realize, well, 2.6 decades is quite a good way to examine the whole notion of 2.6 and how we've got to a point where 2.6 is the stuff of our everyday conversation.
How does this reflect in the show? I mean, because these are weighty issues. Mm. The state of the nation, that's, you know, a huge theme to cover. How do you reflect this in a review?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been talking about the state of the nation, how it affects, how it impacts the ordinary person, you know, everything from GST to missing money to, you know, lavish lifestyles afforded only by the few, to infighting, to, you know, losing your heroes, all these things. So it's reflected by having characters who are your everyday Malaysians. So, I mean, Ribena Berry may have been a beauty queen, but she's a failed beauty queen. She's very much kind of one of the many people in the rakyat who just wants to kind of get on with her life. So it's reflected in the conversations these people have. So, for example, there's a sketch between two security guards played by Patrick Teo and Manish Nisaratnam, and they are, you know, guarding a high-end condominium. But they're concerned about, you know, the fact that Uncle Koo's daughter had to go to get her driving license done, and then she couldn't get it because her shorts were too short.
Right.
So it's things like it's reflected in that kind of way.
And as mentioned, you know, you have current and alumni actors, singers. I mean, collaboration and sort of having this sort of, I guess, rolling door of talent has always been a hallmark of ICT's work. How does that affect the process now that you're trying to come up with this, you know, big thing filled with tiny things?
Yeah, well, you know, part of it is saying that it is a celebration also of our 2.6 decades. So we're looking and we're doing material that we wrote over those 2.6 decades. But we are re-examining them to say, well, are they still saying something that's about who we are right now? So it's a strange process. It's kind of hard to explain the process sometimes. It's sometimes a lot of people in the room all talking at once. Sometimes it's just a few people wrestling with a particular script. It's a bit complicated how we arrive there. And at the moment, I say we are still in the stage of traveling. We're still in the stage of traveling and trying to find out what is this thing that we're trying to say. So, for example, last night I was working on a song with somebody. And the song is, you know, using that ABBA song, The Winner Takes It All. And I suddenly found myself writing something reflecting on the fact that, well, we've been doing this for 2.6 decades, and what good has it done? You know, but of course we could say this about anything. You can say, well, you know, what good has it done to have a radio station like BFM, you know, trying to push the envelope? But we're all playing our part. We're all trying to do something, and we mustn't lose hope and think, well, nothing can be done. We all have to just say our say. And hopefully in that way, you know, you kind of help create some sort of civil society in that way.
So it's not quite a greatest hits, you know, but what is there for the new and the old audience? You know, so for somebody who's terribly familiar, you know, who's been, you know, who's seen ICT's work over the years, and for somebody for whom this might be their first exposure, what do you think they're going to get out of it?
Well, I think for people who followed Instant Cafe from when we first started, they'll be happy to see some of those people back. So they'll be happy to see, like, Andrew Lessie. Everyone's been saying, whatever happened to Andrew Lessie? Well, he now lives in Singapore and works and does football on TV. People have asked, well, where's Paula Malai? Well, she's also gone to live and work in Singapore. So I think the people who will be happy to see them coming back and doing something. And then maybe for other people who've never seen Instant Cafe, maybe they've heard of them and they've heard of some of these characters. I mean, for example, some people only know my character YB from having seen him now on YouTube, but they've never met him live. So he'll be there live that night. And I think there's a lot of characters who will be very familiar to people in the audience. I think they'll be happy to see them again.
Having said that, who are your current audience? You know, over the years, have you seen those faces change? Because it seems that, you know, while many in the theatre scene will be familiar, of course, with Instant Cafe's work, people who go to the theatre also, there are always going to be people who've just never been or, you know, never heard of.
Yeah, that's always good. I mean, it's always nice to have a completely new, fresh audiences. I think one of the reasons I have enjoyed those episodes on YouTube is because it's people have sometimes responded by asking, who is that old man? And why does he say such awful things? Because YB has his own Twitter account, and, you know, sometimes he tweets his usual nonsense. And somebody wrote to me and said, not realizing it's me, thinking it actually is some YB, really scolded me for saying such nonsensical things. But I don't think he says anything more nonsensical than, you know, things like, well, wake up early to get to work, then you don't have to pay toll. You know, in fact, I think some of his things are actually wiser than some of the things that we hear. But I think, I hope that there'll be a lot of people who come who are newbies. I think that'll be fun. Yeah.
With all these, you know, pieces moving within the larger show, what are some of the highlights? You know, you've said that it's still a process, you're still kind of working towards it, but at the moment, you know, have you got any moments that are really standing out for you that you're like, I think this is really going to land, or I really enjoy playing this?
I think because I've been quite obsessed with writing songs in the last couple of weeks, so those are the things uppermost in my mind right now. So we've got a really nice parody of Let It Go, for example, which I think people will really enjoy. So for me, that's something I'm looking forward to people hearing, because that's completely brand new. But it's also been really nice coming back to certain characters, like I say, with the security guards, because we just finished rewriting that recently. And we wrote that originally in the year 2001, you know, after 9/11. So we thought, well, the idea of security, everybody was very worried about their security. But here, the two security guards now, today, they have different concerns. They're concerned about the fact that, you know, they are Malaysians, but like one of them says, he's not Indian enough anymore to actually have a job as a security guard, and people want people to be Indians from India. So he says, well, I'm Indian enough to die in police custody. So, you know, it's that kind of warped humour.
And I understand that tickets are actually selling out pretty quickly.
Yeah, actually our cheaper tickets, our $50 and $100 tickets, were sold out within 3 days at the PJ Civic Centre. And we've got two different shows, actually. We have the PJ Civic Centre show, which is our big reunion. That's with practically everybody. And then after that, we have like a series of satellite shows, I'm calling them, at DPAC, which have maybe like half the company. And it'll be a different set of material. So I'm telling people, come for the December 1st show, because it's like Woodstock. Later you say you were there, and then it would have been, you know, 50,000 people said they went to Woodstock, when I'm sure it was only like a couple of thousand, right?
Yes.
But I think that the December 1st show will be special. I think so. But yeah, unfortunately, the cheapest tickets have all gone. But what I'm saying to people out there is, if you have money, buy tickets and give them to people who don't have money. You know, that's the state of the nation right now. There are a lot of haves and there are a lot of have-nots. So I'm really encouraging the haves to buy those tickets to help the have-nots. And in fact, we wanted to have this really wide range of ticket prices from $50 to $1,000 because, one, we need the $1,000 tickets to pay for the show. but we also are very aware that people's, you know, pockets are not very deep at the moment. You know, things are tough. But how can we as a theatre company then put on a show? Well, we need the help of those people who've got deep pockets.
The State of the Nation, ICT's big reunion show, opens at 7:45 p.m. Tuesday, December 1st at PJ Civic. That's the Woodstock version. And that's a red carpet event, and entrance is by a donation of 50 to 1,000 ringgit, depending on if, you know, depending on what you can get your hands on, really, yeah, at this stage. After which, the show moves to a smaller venue at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre from Friday, December 4th to Sunday, December 6th. Performances will be at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are priced from 60 to 100 ringgit. Where can people go to get tickets at the moment?
Just go to our Instant Cafe website, www.instantcafetheatre.com, and you'll find all the details there. I think I also want to say about the red carpet on December 1st. I mean, we really want to make it fun, and that's why we're doing this red carpet thing at the beginning, so you can come and, you know, tell the interviewer what you think about the country. And we're encouraging people to send their own Twitter messages and Instagram things to really make it a kind of a full red carpet. That's why we call it depreciated ringgit glam.
Thank you very much, Joe. I've been speaking with Joe Kukathas about Instant Cafe Theatre's 2.6-decade big reunion. And you've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.